Honourable members, let me just apologize for overlapping your time, but I think we are now creating. We can start this meeting. You are welcome. We welcome all the, and we welcome the department to lead us. We will be looking on the final mandate meeting on the National Environmental Management Amendment Bill B36B 2007, Section 76. Do we have any apologies? We have two apologies. Honorable Tau and Honorable Matanyana unable to be with us this morning, but otherwise we are able to move on. We, without wasting any time, the department, known to us, but they will still introduce themselves. They might be having a new member or a new person amongst them. We don't want to make an error on that. Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We were saying when we came in, you know, we feel like we're parliamentarians. We've spent so much time here with you. I'm Joanne Yowich, Deputy Director General, Environmental Quality and Protection. On my right is Ms. McCourt, who's the Chief Director, Environmental Impact Management. And on my left, Mrs. Gollop, who is the Chief Director, Legal Services. Thank you. So, yeah, that's us today. Oh, and across the way with the members are two parliamentary liaison officers.
They might be promoted. You never know. They might be MPs next year. Seated here with us, you know. Can you? Are we still having, come in. Let's have the introduction.
My name is Tozi Kwanya. I'm the Director General for the Department of Land Affairs. I'm together with Melissa Chetty, who is here in Cape Town on Parliamentary Office. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Can you kick off, Deed?
Thank you, Chair. We received yesterday. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mandates of the final mandates from the provinces on the bill. It's the bill B36B, as amended. And reading through all of those mandates, I think that it would seem to us that in general, well, specifically all five support the bill as amended by the NCOP. I think there are a number of other comments that are made that really very much reflect the issues that we have been discussing, but in essence, I think the conclusion of the five mandates we received is that the bill should be supported as amended by the NCOP. We haven't then done any further presentation. We then presuming, Chair, that it is then for the committee to then deliberate in relation to that. So we're very satisfied with what we have seen thus far from the provinces and very delighted, in fact. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If the members have got something comment about or to raise some of the concerns, the Honourable Zizi?
Chairperson, if this is a final mandate, I don't think we need to have any other ulterior motives. We will have to stick to the mandate we got from provinces. I don't think they will do it. It will change anything. Thank you.
Even if the department is satisfied, let's have the members speak into their mandate so that we are all able to hear what is said. Let's start with the Eastern Cape. I have to read it. Eastern Cape resolution, the committee resolved that the following final mandate be conferred. Oh, that's Eastern Cape. The floor is yours, Eastern Cape. Okay. All right. To vote for the adoption of the bill, that the permanent delegate be mandated to represent the province at a meeting considering the final mandate and vote for the adoption of the bill. That's the Eastern Cape. Carried? Yeah, in fact, the Eastern Cape does not include any amendment, which means they are requesting adoption without amendment. That's the unfortunate part of the final mandate in front of us.
Part two of the mandate, after terms of reference, says that the Portfolio Committee met on 20 October and was briefed on the deliberations of the NCOP negotiating mandate meeting. The committee agreed with the concerns and proposals for amendments raised by provinces as reflected in the minutes. So how can we say that then?
Well, I was looking to the resolutions. It should have been mentioned also, but thank you for rectifying that. Okay, then let's move on. Okay, so Mpumalanga stand together, firmly. Free State? Houten comes in.
Thank you, Jefferson. Jefferson Houten. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture and Conservation and Environmental of the final voting mandate of the following Section 76 Bill have recommended the National Environmental Management Bill. So it confers the mandate to the permanent delegate to vote pro the bill.
Thank you very much, Kerry. Is it without amendment?
What if you read this?
It says with no further amendment.
Yeah, no further amendment.
What does it mean?
Any amendment that is there, they're not going to add anything.
So
they accept as it is.
Without amendment.
Without further amendment.
Okay. Yes. Which means with the...
Conclude with the amendment that is there.
That is there.
Yes.
Okay, there. Carried?
Yes.
Then we have KZN.
Chairperson, KwaZulu-Natal supports the bill with amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Limpopo. Recommendations, the committee having supported the provisions of the bill and amendments made by the Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs during negotiation stage recommends to the House to adopt the report and that a final mandate be conferred to the NCOP delegate to vote in favor of the bill to pass in law. Carried? Then we have Mpumalanga.
Chair, the committee met on the 9th of October to consider the minutes of the select committee and the responses. And after deliberations, the committee supported the bill with proposed amendments, and therefore the delegation
representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces, is conferred with authority and the mandate to vote in favor of the bill with the amendments proposed by the Civic Committee.
Carried.
well grasp some of the other things and so on. And at the end of the day, the decision is taken on behalf of the whole committee,
okay. Which
must take collective responsibility for that. So if it's not that much, very much classified document, if members can just get copies.
Okay. Would you still love to have copies, maybe? You say next time. In future, where do I... Yeah. Let me put then the amended bill before you from clause 1 to clause 14. Agreed? Agreed. I'm a fast person by nature. Oh, is that so? I don't know. Okay. Should we go clause by clause? Am I rushing, eh? Oh, yeah, I'm really, I don't know, but usually I do not do that. Committee report, National Council of Provinces. Report of the Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs on the National Environmental Management Amendment Bill, B36B of 2007, dated 21 October 2008. The Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs, having considered the National Environmental Management Amendment Bill, B36B 2007, National Assembly, Section 76, referred to it and classified by the JTM as a Section 76 bill reports the bill with an amendment, with amendments. Agreed. Thank you very much. You know, when my leaders talk, I listen and comply. But you must know in the future that I am by nature very fast person.
No.
In spite of my age. Honorable, somebody to propose,
no.
Are you proposing, Honorable?
I don't know.
You second. Thank you very much. And that's that. Any comment?
Just one comment, sir, that the preacher can't be slow, then you are talking people to sleep. So by nature, you are right as a preacher.
Yeah, you know, my Bible says you must have the fire. And the fire burns. It's all your brand.
Thank you, Chair, and I just wanted to say that on behalf of the department, we would really like to thank all of the members of this committee for all of your work and effort. We know that this was a very complicated piece of legislation, both technically and politically, and really we appreciate hugely the amount of effort and time that you put in with it, and also the relationship that we've built up with the committee in working on it. So we really wanted to express our sincere gratitude to you for this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are you still coming before us before the end of this year?
The NEMA B66 legislation will still come before you. It's not our component necessarily, but that legislation is being finalized in the portfolio committee, I think, very sort of now. So there's still one more detail to be dealt with this year.
Well, it depends how the cycle looks like. But anyway, if you are still coming, if it is possible, I think there's a comment from this side from the Honourable Member. Well, if I...
Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I just want to say to the department, if there is any Section 76 legislation with them now, they must just forget. We're not going to deal with it. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Watson.
Chair, you know, with the department now having confirmed the superiority of this committee, I won't say compared to who, but and also given the fact that we spent just about half our life attending to NEMA bills, the question that begs answering is, when will the party be? And where?
No, the party will be there. The department cannot make a mistake after coming with so many bills. It's history you have made, I believe. I don't know what is having to say to us, but that leaves much to be desired. But we must thank you also for really working very hard so that we are able to have achieved what we have able to. We thank you very much and work hard, and we hope this will really bring a new blood in the environmental and terrorism issues. But let's now call it a day with you then. You are released. Honourable members, we have this have to finalize the provision of land and assistance amendment bill B40B of 08. It's a section 75. Can we look to that one? Honorable Watson.
You will recall, Chair, that the committee was actually ready to adopt the bill with the amendments proposed by the department on behalf of Treasury. And I then objected and requested us to have time to consider these amendments and also to consult with our other members in the Portfolio Committee who are spokespersons for the different parties, and that we meet again today. Now, that I have done that, and maybe, I don't know if you want to give me the chance to now come in on what has transpired from my investigations, or maybe there are other inputs.
No, I think let's do that first, because otherwise we could have concluded it last.
Okay.
But you requested so that you want to, you know, consult with your principals.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I'm talking to the document that is headed Proposed Amendments to the Provision of Land and Assistance Amendment Bill. And in the first paragraph it says the National Treasury submits the following proposed amendments to the provision of land and assistance amendment bill 2008 for consideration by the land Department of Land and submission by the latter to the National Council of Provinces. It is the one that was handed out at the last meeting. I don't know if everybody got it. You were given it last week. I don't know if they brought it back, but that was the substance of the postponement of the finalization. That's it, yeah, at the back. At the back of the bill. No, yeah. Sorry, Chair, let me just assist the IFP.
Don't give me a boy kiss.
Chair, in the document, the amendment of Section 1 of Act 126 of 1993, as amended by Section 1 of Act 67, etc. Section 1 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the insertion before the definition deeds registry of the following definition. And that definition is agricultural enterprise. Now, whilst I have no problem with the definition of agricultural enterprise, I didn't have a dictronic copy, so I couldn't do electronic search, but I couldn't find the use of agricultural enterprise in the bill. Maybe the department can assist me. Yeah.
You know, if we add in a definition, surely it must refer to something in the bill. And I think the bill is a bit complex, so I couldn't find it, but perhaps if the department can help me, I'll be happy to concede.
Thank you very much.
That's the first one of three.
Okay, do you still have something else?
Well, all right, let me go through my own document.
Definitely.
The second one refers to section one, insertion of another definition, and that definition is enterprise. I'm quite happy with that. And then the third amendment proposed is the one that is an insertion of a new section 10A, which reads that the activity is to be managed as a separate unit. The department must manage the activities of acquiring, managing, disposing, and leasing of property in terms of the Act through a trading entity. Now, I think trading entity should also be defined in the definitions as a start. And I carry on reading. Trading entity established and operating in accordance with the requirements of the Public Finance Management Act. And that's why it was brought in by Treasury, because it needed to confirm, or rather to conform, to the requirements of the PFMA. Secondly, the trading entity referred to in terms of subsection 1, once established, must maintain separate and itemized financial accounts and accounting records in respect of each agricultural enterprise. That's where the agricultural enterprise comes in. It comes into the amendments. So I withdraw my first question. See, I looked at the bill. I couldn't find it there, but I see it's in here now. So if the third amendment is adopted, then that one is valid. Where was I now? Agriculture enterprise or separately administered portion of immovable property which it acquires, manages, disposes of, or leases. Now, Chair, if we compare this bill, which is a 10 capital A1 and 2, to the proposed amendments to item 10, the present section 10, in 3, 10-3, you have 10-1, AB, 1-AB, 1-2-3-4, and then with the AABBCCDD, and then point 2, and then point 3. The minister shall have all the rights, powers, and duties arising from or incidental to anything contemplated in this section, and without detracting from the generality of the foregoing, may, 1, maintain property, etc., and then B, conduct business or other economic enterprise. Now, to me, that new 10A is actually in contradiction of 10, the existing 10-3B. And maybe we should get an answer on that. On the amendment, we would require the establishment of a trading entity, which I say should be defined, but at the same time, the item before it actually gives all those trading rights to the minister. Those are the points I'd like clarity on, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Watson, for that research. Our members having something also? If not, on this proposed amendment for consideration, under clause 1D, you are saying, DG, that it's consequential amendment, if you could explain that. And clause 10.1, it seems it's a total new clause, which never existed before. If you could also explain that, how does it come in?
This is not consequential.
It's not consequential.
These were amendments requested by the...
Amendments required, requested by the Department of Treasury to be brought into the bill to conform to the PFMA. The consequential things are the ones we sent away home last week.
Honorable Renfrew?
Yeah, Chairperson, what I'm getting is that the committee was just about to pass this speech. safe to say that the DA wanted to get more information and clarifications, and as they are coming back, I think the department can just clarify them. But from the committee side, I think the majority of the members are of the view that let's pass the bill. But the department can respond to those issues.
These are new amendments. They weren't in the bill that we considered. They were brought to us only.
No, I fully understand that, because that's why you requested more time in the previous meeting.
Well, it is brought to my attention that Clause 1D was not part of the presentation, and Clause 10.1. The secretary said it was not part of the presentation. I don't know. Let's see it.
Okay, can I explain? Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think we do have a document which summarizes the amendments. That document has clarified what was discussed at our last meeting. If I can take you through, Chair, on page 1, we have talked about clause 1.
To a new line
so that that paragraph explains all A, B, B, D, D, those sub-bullets. So it ends. Yeah, it's a formatting problem. It does not change any content. It does not change any word in that. In that, but it's a formatting issue, which our legal experts here said that this is what needs to be done if this is to contain the same meaning that is intended in the legislation. So it has not changed any word. Any wording, but it's just the formatting amendment that we've got there. So that is the only thing that is new. It's a formatting amendment. Otherwise, the rest, which is page 3 of the new clauses, the rest is the same as was presented to you. Our legal team in Parliament has actually looked at this, and they have said this wording is the correct wording for this. Subclause 10A1 is proposing this trading entity that it be established and operating in accordance with the PFMA, and then number 2, that the trading entity referred in terms of subsection 1, once established, must maintain separate and itemized financial accounts and accounting records in respect of each agricultural enterprise or separately administered portion of immovable property which it acquires, manages, disposes of, or leases. So those are the amendments that were there, that were presented. To come to the clarification around what Mr. Watson saw as contradiction, actually there is no contradiction between that subclause which says conduct a business or other economic enterprise, which is the B part of 3. There is no contradiction between that and what is proposed. If you want to read page 3 clause, the new clause 5, the emphasis of National Treasury there is accounting, is the actual accounting for it focuses on the money, accounting for money, so for audit purposes. So that's the emphasis of the establishment of this. So there's no contradiction basically, whilst the other one is a developmental one.
Thank you very much. It seems as if the members are happy.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson, and we'll also thank the department for the clarifications. I think also for the DA now it's clear as much as indicated in the previous meeting. From this side, we're prepared that we are in no rush to anywhere. The concern was raised by Mam Oliphant, but we have got no reason to delay this bill further on. And I propose that we pass it as a committee.
Thank you very much. The motion of desirability provision of land and assistance amendment bill B40B of 2008. That in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the Provision of Land and Assistance Act 1993 so as to state the object of the Act, to clarify and extend the application of the provisions on the acquisition planning, development, improvement, and disposal of property, and the provision of the financial assistance for land reform purposes, to provide for the maintenance of property for land reform purposes, and to provide for matter connected therewith. Agreed? The report. Report of the Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs on the provision of land and assistance amendment bill B40B2008 National Assembly Section 75 dated 21 October 2008. The Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs, having considered the subject of the provision of land and assistance amendment bill B40B2008 National Assembly Section 75, referred to it and classified by joint taking mechanism JTM a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments, and this is the report. Anybody to propose the adoption in the second? Let me read the bill first. From clause 1 to the end of clause 9. Up to the end of clause 9, any proposer for adoption? Honorable Van Rooyen proposes a seconder. Or 10A, you're quite right, yes. Up to clause 10A, you're right, yes. Because here in the bill we have 9 up to clause 10A. Thank you, Honourable Member, for alerting us to that. It is proposed and seconded. Okay? Yeah. That is always this one.
I see, that's not quite right.
There's not a clause 10A in the amendment. The bill as it is now has the new section 10 in clause 4 of the amendment bill. So this new item 10A should actually be an additional clause somewhere. Or it should be a subsection of clause 4. Are you with me? This amendment bill that goes to clause 9 contains amendments of various sections of the original bill. This 10A now comes in as a new part of the original bill. It should have its own clause number. Because this would now be the C bill that we are adopting. So it doesn't go to clause 10A. I think we should just say with the inclusion of the new section 10A.
That's here, Honourable, if you will come in, let's have the members first before you come in.
Chairperson, can I propose that because I was also concerned that whatever records have been done that before you sign, we ensure that they are corrected to reflect, the decision of the meeting. The DG there was saying that they've worked it out with our parliamentary law advisors. Can we ensure that everything is in order, so that there should be no mistakes, and that be done pronto and be circulated to all members? So that if there is any other member who still feels there is something which is not correctly printed and so on, you should be alerted as the chairperson so that can be attended to. But I think it's very much important that we ensure that whatever piece of legislation is well crafted in the expected, legal norms and standards of any piece of legislation which this parliament should pass. So that we don't sit here, for all of us to try and draft the bill, but what Mr. Watson is raising should also be taken into consideration.
The state law advisor.
If I can just shed some light on this new clause 10A. The new clause 10A will go in the amendment, or should be. It's going to be a proposal to the Portfolio Committee to be an amendment to the amendment bill. So the new clause 10A would then become clause 5, and the subsequent clauses would be renumbered. But the proposed amendments would then go into the report, which will be the proposed amendments to the NA, which they can adopt. So there won't be a C bill from this committee, because this goes into the report, because it's a 75 bill. And just to confirm, I have gone through the amendments. The amendments was drawn up our office, and I'm satisfied that it does include all the amendments that was considered by the committee.
Thank you, Honourable Watson.
Just a point of clarity. So is it only after the NA has seen it that the C bill will be produced and then contained into a D? But she says no. I also thought that the C would be ours. The C bill is as amended by the Select Committee. So it's not just a report. It must be a C bill.
That's in the case of Section 76 bill, but it's a 75 bill. So we are proposing amendments to the Portfolio Committee to consider. But if it's a 76 bill, yes, it will be a C bill. But this is a 75 bill.
Well, are the NCOP procedural people there?
Chairperson, I would not like to have a view on a process that I'm not totally, you know, that I know of, because as procedure we do not deal with the committee section and its procedures in terms of A, B, and C lists when amendments are made. So I thought the committee secretary would be able to advise, but it sounds correct to me, because in terms of Section 76 and 75, there are different procedures and when amendments are made, and I would support what the legal advisor is saying.
Look into it. But my understanding was that whatever bill, it would change that version. But whether it comes out as a V-section version, as long as the correct one, whether it remains an A, let them ensure. As long as the content does not substantially change.
Chairperson, as the NCOP, we don't do proposals to the Portfolio Committee of the National Assembly. We will be passing this legislation as a House. And as the House, we can't pass a bill without amendments being effected in, of which it means we are going to have a C version that will incorporate the amendments by the NCOP, because we are working here as the NCOP. I mean, we are working here on behalf of the House, not as just an ordinary committee. But nevertheless, can I propose that, Chair, before we go and debate this bill in the House, we must make sure that all the proposed amendments are effected in the bill that will be passing in the House. Thanks, Chair.
Did we all listen? Are the state law advisors having anything to say?
So I was just looking at the Constitution, which does talk about amendments proposed by the Council, but it's a matter that I suppose me and the committee secretary can sort out.
In fact, maybe you are not listening to what the member was saying. We're just saying we cannot debate in the House unless the amendments we made are effected, are taken in. We cannot debate while other amendments are still hanging somewhere, waiting for the Portfolio Committee. That can't be the procedure. That's what she was saying. And therefore, I think that's we'll concur with that, unless it is a deviating view. No. Then we've done it. What is it? by the minute, man. Yeah, we done with this bill. We done, and let me thank the department. We thank all the stakeholders, state law advisors, and all interested parties present here. We done with the bill now. We going to our next item on the agenda, honorable members. That is the minutes. It's a one-page a minute, very short. Can we have this adopted?
Can I just make a comment on this? If anybody reads this thing, they will not know what we were discussing. It doesn't say anything. Because I was confused because I wasn't there and I couldn't make out what this is all about. Only realizing later on that what it was. But anyway, it is very vague. Let me just put it there. There was amendments that we had to adopt, or a proposal, and that had to be contained in minutes. And we asked for the minutes to be prepared, like within minutes, and brought to the next meeting. So you can't look at this without seeing the minutes. All this says is we adopted those minutes, which we did.